Indeed, we are. Good morning, Marilyn. How are you? How's the weather down there? It's startlingly beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful. Sun shining through the pine trees, and it's just absolutely beautiful. Well, for all those folks that are mired in traffic down there, or just getting up this morning, or whatever you're doing this morning, we welcome you to another session live from the Chapel in the Pines here from the Summer Acoustic Music Week. And today we have some fabulous, fabulous players and singers and songwriters and musicians in general to join us this morning live on WUMB. To my radio right is a wonderful songwriter from Nashville, originally from Mississippi, I do believe, right? Or from the South.
From Mississippi.
Sometimes. That really makes my job that much easier. Anyway, her name is Kate Campbell. It's great to see you.
Great to be here.
And from New Hope, Pennsylvania, Raleigh Brown, from a wonderful picker and singer. He's going to sing a song for you today, and he's a wonderful picker, and he's going to do some backup playing this morning with Kate. Good morning.
Hi, Dick. It's good to be here, too.
Nice to have you here, both of you here this morning. We're into the second day of our Summer Acoustic Music Week, and everybody's settled in today. Everybody makes their final choices on classes and goes to them and has a great time learning. And as the week progresses, they'll be picking up lots of different things, jamming with people. We get sort of a jam going here in the morning, and Kate's going to start us off with a song from her newest album, Monuments, right?
Yeah. It's on the new record, Monuments, and you know, I've actually heard y'all playing this on UMB.
We love it.
So I thought I'd start the day with it today. Of course, on the record, I have a little Dixieland band going with it. We don't have that today. I just have Raleigh, but I think he's pretty good. You know,
just Raleigh, she says.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's starting.
Just
already.
Pretend that he's playing. You know that what you're hearing on the guitar is really the clarinet and the trombone and tuba, and you'll be fine, you know, which I know you can do it all. There you That's go. Stay here. Okay. See if I can get started. A Friday morning, I was down at the Starbucks, sipping on a latte with the fat left out. Bagel and a sudden revelation, I'm finally living in the new South. They make Mercedes down in Vance, Alabama, and Tennessee is cranking Nissans out. I read about it in my Wall Street Journal. We're all living in the new South. Your check, your MasterCard, or Visa. They love our money at those Yankee stores. It's getting hard to find good grits and gravy. I know you know what I'm talking about. That's the price you have to pay for progress and to be living in the new South.
That's Kate Campbell live here on WUMB. We're Folk Radio 91.9 FM. Kate, you're an observer. obviously, with a song like that. Is are you a little misty-eyed with that? Do you feel like you're losing the South and the homogenization of cultures?
Well, you know, just when I think that I pull into a filling station in Georgia and it pretty much shatters all those right. things. So, I think the song is, sometimes I say in concert, I'm not sure if I'm being ironic or what in the song. I do think we're having that homogenization, and at the same time, seriously, I think maybe we're kidding ourselves, because, you know, you meet people, you go still to the small towns around the country, no matter where I am, the Midwest, the West Coast, and they're still specific to those even little towns sometimes, accents, diners where they serve a local food or whatever, and I just think it's wonderful, you know, actually, mm-hmm. having a great time with the song, and I think that as long as we're singing songs and telling stories and passing certain things down, no matter what TV tells us and no matter if we all, you know, eat McDonald's, there's still going to be those wonderful familial ties that are, on the one hand, unique, and at the same time tie us all together as human beings.
Well, you spend a lot of time with the characters in your stories and just real story songs. I mean, these songs really tell stories about where you were from and how you grew up and some of the important things in your life, the history of the South, and religion is strong in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it always been that way for you? Have you always been a story songwriter?
I think so. I mean, there was a point, you know, my father is a Baptist preacher, and he tells stories in his sermons. Mm-hmm. So almost from the time I was little, that's kind of how I thought everyone did things. I thought everybody told stories, either musically or whatever. There was a time when I first started out where I thought, well, I need to write something that I think someone else would sing. And it was that time period when no one was listening. You know, and then I decided, well, you know, I need to write what I know and what interests me, and that is everyday people and their stories and how they struggle and make it through, and that is what began to connect with everyone. It wasn't when I was writing what I thought people wanted to know or other people's interest that people paid attention. So,
her name is Kate Campbell, and she's joining us live from the Chapel in the Pines here in. On the shores of Lake Winnipesaukee, over to my radio left is Mr. Raleigh Brown with his beautiful old Gibson. Is that what that is?
Hmm?
I'm just trying to read the headstock.
Yep,
on that,
this is an old Gibson.
It's beautiful.
1936.
Beautiful old guitar. Now, you're a guitar player's guitar player. You're a swing guitar player. You're a bluegrass guitar player. You teach flat picking and finger picking and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And you do it all so well.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
So what made you as diverse as you are as a guitar player?
God, that's a terribly interesting question to me. I feel like I've been playing so long that where some people specialized in something, I specialized in some, you know, like I specialized in folk music for the first 5 years, and then I specialized in blues for the next 5 years, and then I specialized in ragtime blues for the next 5 years, and then I specialized in jazz for the next 5 years, you know, and it went on. It's been 40 years of playing the guitar, and so after a while, you get to, it's like trying to speak very effectively in several different dialects, mm-hmm. and it's all the same language, you know, but the dialects are very specific sometimes.
And they all cross over in one
place.
All,
yeah, and I have to be careful that I don't start sounding like, you know, somebody from England who spent too many years in the South and also has a little twang of something else in there, you know, where you go, what's this? Where is that accent from? You know, that kind of thing.
Now, you spent some time on the Cape. Because
yeah, I lived on the Cape. When Dick first called me to invite me up to Sam W., he said, well, you don't know me. My name is Dick Pleasance. And I said, oh, I know you. I was on your radio show in 1971.
I said, oh.
Falmouth.
I said, uh-oh. Well, it's nice to have you here.
It's great to be here.
You going to sing a song for us?
Yeah, this is a song. A student came down from Canada, and so we're going to go from the deep south to the deep north. And he brought a CD by a group called Steel Rail. Mm-hmm. That's from up, I think they're from the Montreal area. The guitar player is a guy named Dave Clark, who's a really great picker. And it started out with this song. I just loved this song the moment I heard it. So here it is. It's called A Thousand Miles of Snow. Snow needles in the headlights. Cold moon knows the way I feel. It was snowing in Toronto when I got behind the wheel. 12 hours on the road. Now the flakes still coming down. I got 3 more days of blacktop till I'm back in my hometown. Driving home, driving home across 1,000 miles of snow. Drifts dancing across the highway, static on the radio. I'm humming, walk that lonesome valley so I don't feel so alone. I left my life behind when I went east so many years ago. Now these empty roads will take me back to faces I won't know. I'm driving home across 1,000 miles of snow. I left the concrete and the neon for these empty fields of grain. I wish each time these wipers arced, they'd wipe a week away. And in the center of the city, I still heard that west wind blow. Now this old slant six and my regrets will carry my heart home. I'm driving home across 1,000 miles of snow. Lord, I'm driving home across 1,000 miles of snow.
That's the same Dave Clark that's backs up David Francy.
It is, yes.
Yeah. He's the guitar player because David Francy doesn't play guitar at all. He just sings.
Yeah, I haven't heard David Francy. Yeah. My old friend Alex Bevan out in Ohio is a friend of those guys, and I've heard about him. But Dave Clark's a fine guitar player.
Yeah, he's a really good guitar player. Well, this is quite a unique situation. You've got Raleigh backing up Kate, and then Kate backing up Raleigh, and two of these wonderful folks
just
working together.
Just a little jam here.
Just a little jam going on. And Kate, we talked about you being an observer. This next song is really about observing.
It is, and it's kind of about, well, it's about all the, you know, wonderful technological advances we keep making. And they are great in so many ways, and there's so many things we have because of those. One of which is we're on the radio this morning.
That's right.
And that's all because of technology. And at the same time, I was really, starting with September 11th is really where this song kind of emerged out of. Every moment we breathe and every person that we meet along the way, that's like a miracle. And that's the, you know, this week we've been memorializing Freda Epstein. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about her, especially this song, because I met her for the first time last year at this camp in this group of people that for whatever reason, we're here for 1 week. And there's, we all come from different backgrounds. We all come from different places. But this one week that we're here together, there, that's like a time frame, you know, in these moments that we take. And that's really what amazes me every time I come back around.
Well, it's a wonderful mixture of things. And you really do believe how and get to know how precious life is when you lose somebody like Freda. And, you know, that's a, it's a tough thing.
Yeah.
Sing us a song.
Strangeness of the Day. Oh, they say we're made of atoms that are much too small to see, and our world is just a part of at least a million galaxies. Well, I couldn't say for certain, I just take it all on faith. Still, I can't help but wonder at the strangeness of the day. If we're spinning through the heavens on a giant little ball, don't you think that it's incredible how we manage not to fall? You can say the laws of physics just make it work that way, but I can't help but wonder at the strangeness of the day. Most of our moments we live unaware, while miracles happen around everywhere. No matter what theories you choose to believe, still it's amazing you have to agree. I was talking to good friend just the other night. She came across the ocean bouncing off a satellite. While I watched a purple sunset, she watched the dawn begin to break, and I had to stop and wonder at the strangeness of the day. Most of our moments we live unaware, while miracles happen around everywhere. No matter what theories you choose to believe, still it's amazing you have to agree. When I'm singing in this microphone, my voice comes out over there. Somehow my words are carried by electrons through the air. Marconi did the math work, and we've got it all on tape. But I'll never cease to wonder at the strangeness of the day. I wake up and wonder at the strangeness of the day.
Kate, I was talking to Guy Clark, and one of the things he said about his songs was it's all about the editing of it, you know, that he always continues to edit his songs.
And he will change it one word 15 years after he wrote a song.
Right.
You know, he's obviously one of the people that I, the very first tour I ever got to go on was opening for Guy Clark in Australia. We spent 2 weeks driving around in the van and showed me how to make this finger pick that I used that really transformed my solo, you know, performances. And got that from Guy. And about a couple years ago, I went down to get my I had to get my license renewed. And I walked into the Tennessee Drivers, you know, Bureau or whatever, and there was Guy. We had to both get our pictures made the same day. It was kind of funny. It's true. I think it's all about editing and being willing to rewrite and let go and say, well, you know, it's not that that was a bad word in the first place, but maybe there's a better word. And it's okay to keep changing to get it across the best way.
Her name is Kate Campbell, and two wonderful songs. Raleigh Brown is up next. And Raleigh, what song are you going to do for us?
Well, you know, what folk music camp would be complete without a Thelonious Monk tune?
That's my favorite. Well, Monk lives, you know, I'm sure. Monk is up there in the ether.
Yeah.
He crosses all boundaries.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna it's not the right time of day for this, but we're going to do round Midnight.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thanks.
That was Raleigh Brown. Now, when you take that, obviously that's not letter for letter what Monk would do. You have to interpret your own particular way.
Yeah. I mean, those tunes don't, you know, who'd want to do it exactly the way someone else did it? I mean, I love Monk's solo piano version of it is what drew me, you know, really. But there's a lot of other stuff in there. Hopefully.
And how hard is it to adapt a piano piece to a guitar?
It depends on what you're doing. If you're adapting a piano rag, it can be an exercise in anal retentiveness, you know. Dave Van Ronk once said that when he arranged a ton of piano rags that nobody ever got to even hear on record, but right. that he could do any of them. And he said sometimes when he was working on them, he said he wished he'd be doing anything else in the world but that. But on the other hand, I think for a lot of guitarists, you go through a stage. I went through a stage where I had to get all that stuff note for note. And then it became, you know, I always tell people Glenn Gould said that when he quit concertizing, it was because piano concertizing, classical piano, had become the last great blood sport. And it was like people were just waiting for you to fall, you know. So that, unlike jazz, where there is no fall, you know, where you're playing just straight out of your heart. And that's what I think we all try to head for eventually after we go through that stage of development where you're doing stuff note for note.
His name is Raleigh Brown. AussieDogRecords.com, is it?
Yeah. No, RaleighBrown.com.
Oh, RaleighBrown.com with a Y.
Huh?
With a Y, not I-E.
Yeah, RolleyBrown.com.
.com and Large River Music, Large River Records or Large River Music.
Large River Records, Large River, it's Large River Music.
.com.
But KateCampbell.com will get Kate you there. Campbell. Yeah.
Those are the two websites you need to go look at immediately and make sure that you get on board and find out more about these folks. Hey, Raleigh, you want to play? Can you play a little bit of either something from Round Midnight or something so we can say goodbye
sure.
over it?
Just sure.
Since you're... I just want to thank our engineers today, John Dorshuk, thank you very much. Judy Wong, thank you very much. I want to thank Grady Motes back at the station. I want to thank Marilyn Ray Beyer, of course, who's hosting this from the radio end and put it together this morning. I want to thank our wonderful WUMB Folk Radio Summer Music, Summer Acoustic Music Week crowd over here. You're unbelievable. Thank you very much for coming in. There's a lot of them here this morning. And I really would love to thank both our guests this morning, Kate Campbell and Raleigh Brown, for coming in. Thank you so very much. From the Summer Acoustic Music Week on the shores of Lake Winnipesaukee, where we still have some room for the August week, if you're interested, it's 617-287-6900. Just leave your name and telephone number. We'll get back to you next week. Thanks for joining us. On WUMB Boston, I'm Dick Pleasance. Have a great day.